My beloved brothers and sisters, this has been a glorious time for us to meet in this area of the church's service. I have thoroughly enjoyed this meeting, which has been carried forward by the brothers and sisters who have special responsibilities. I endorse all that has been presented by the various speakers. I express deep appreciation to each of you for what you are doing in this wonderful welfare work. We are grateful for the progress that has been made. Notwithstanding there is much service yet to be given, I feel the Lord is pleased with our service that has been rendered by the saints. I sense a deep commitment on the part of our leaders to apply in the wards and stakes the principles of welfare service we have received already and have already been preached to us in the pulpit for many, many years. There never has been a time when we needed to be more anxiously engaged in such an important cause. I am pleased with the reports we receive regarding family gardens. I hope that all of you are planning now to put in great gardens for the families of Zion. When spring comes, we hope there will be a great activity in your area and that there will possibly be many people who will provide the saving foods for the years that are sometimes bad. I note, too, the increased emphasis on procuring welfare projects as well as improving the ones we already have. Nearly every family in the church is feeling the effects of the worldwide inflation in one way or another. May I remind all of us that if we will live the gospel and follow the counsel of the leaders of this church, we will be blessed to avoid many of the problems that plague us. The Lord knows the challenges we face. If we keep His commandments, we will be entitled to the wisdom and blessings of heaven in solving them. Brothers and sisters, I know the gospel is true. It contains the answers to all of life's questions and to all of life's problems. May the Lord bless us all in this great welfare program. I humbly pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.